You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Welcome back. It's Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good on this tasty Thursday with our studio guest. He is the co-owner of the Wine and Gourmet Friends, serving beautiful wines and Asian tapas. William, you had a very interesting start to your love for wines. You didn't even start out in the wine business, right? You were in the TCM business.
Yes.
That's a bit of a leap.
Initially, I was working in Hong Kong. And during that time, the landlord that I was with is Chinese physician. He actually taught me a lot about Chinese medicines and all that. And when I came back to Singapore, I went to join a very, very big TCM company called Hock Hwa Tonic and started to learn a lot about the herbs. But in 2004, the company decided to diversify into the wine industry. During my NTU days, my cross-faculty module was German. And they said, hey, William, since you have that kind of background, why not you go into the wine industry? But I was like, I have never drank wines before, only once during my A-level graduation.
So they literally threw you into the deep end.
I have to say, it's totally uncharted waters for me.
So the funny thing is that when you got started, you found that you were allergic to wine.
Oh yes, initially that was really, really terrible experience because every time I took alcohol, no matter what quantity, the hives would break out. The only remedy that I have, because it's like it was so serious that my neck will get swollen and it actually impedes my breathing, and I have to go for injection every time and take wines.
This is crazy because, you know, any other person, William, would be like, that's it, I'm allergic, so I just can't drink wine. But you persevered through these terrible allergies. And what, you just developed some kind of immunity eventually?
Yeah, in fact, even until now, I have no, how should I say, answer as to why I have persevered so much. I fell in love with the wine industry and slowly I have built up the immunity first. Without the injection, all I need to do is take the antihistamine. And after a few years, I totally don't need any medication at all.
So I just feel that you're the kind of person who is very dedicated to something that you've decided you're interested in. So no matter what, somehow you overcome the odds to really get into it. What is your approach to wine and food? What excites you?
I mean, I see, like, say, wines and food not just something for you to drink or something for you to eat. Actually, it is something for us as a tool or a bridge to communicate with people. I mean, it's like for us, especially Asian, we tend to like to eat together. Same goes for wines. It's like you share. Yes, we do drink wines alone, but it is much more fun and exciting to drink wines with a friend or even people that you don't know. And through the drinking of wine, you actually communicate with them, get to know them better.
That's what happens in your place, right?
Yes, exactly.
People sitting in the next table suddenly become friends.
I mean, we also exchange tradition, cultures, information, you know, with people of different nationality. That's the amazing thing.
Fantastic. And okay, before we go for another break, I need to ask you, when it comes to choosing your favorite wine, I'll kind of like make it a little bit easier. Current favorite.
Oh, okay. To be very honest, it really depends on the food and the company that I'm with, even, you know, my mood and environment. But right now, you know, I'm in a very relaxing environment and I'm with a very beautiful Miss Denise Tan. I believe I would really, really want to drink a very elegant wine that suits a very elegant lady in front of me.
So you drink wines to suit the person you're drinking with?
Well,
that's
yes.
An interesting
and the environment. And the environment. Mixing's much more fun and amplifies the mood. So I would actually choose a Brunello. It's a very elegant Sangiovese wine from Tuscany, actually.
I've been to Tuscany. It's beautiful where they make the wines.
Oh, yes.
And Brunellos are very yummy. I approve. All right, stay with us. We'll be back in just a little bit. More from our new Makan Kaki, William Sia, co-owner of the Wine and Gourmet Friends. Of course, we're going to be talking about popiah, where he likes to go for the best in his opinion.